breaking news now on KNX 1070 News Radio and KNX1070.com.
We have more now on the Missile Mystery off of Southern California. Here is KNX 1070's Charles Feldman in studio.
Thank you very much. And we have with us live from Washington the Pentagon spokesman, Colonel David LePan. How are you, Colonel?
I'm fine. Charles, how are you today?
Very good. So let's talk about, as you know, there's this big controversy here about whether a missile was launched off the coast of Southern California. You guys, NORAD, the FAA, you've all been looking at this throughout the day. Is it fair to say that a number of things have now been definitely or close to definitely ruled out?
That is fair to say. While we are still continuing to look into the event that occurred last night and analyze it, to possibly determine conclusively what it may have been. As you said, we have ruled out a number of things throughout the day.
Let's talk about what we now think it is not. What is it not?
Well, we have confirmed through the different parts of the Department of Defense that are involved in missile and rocket activity that there was no military launch, either a scheduled or an inadvertent one. We have confirmed through Northern Command, NORAD, that they have no indications of a foreign military missile launch in that area. And we have confirmed through the Federal Aviation Administration that there was no commercial space activity. They have no indications of amateur rocket activity, and they did go through replays of their radar off the coast of Southern California last evening at that time and found nothing of significance other than commercial aircraft.
So, Colonel, ruling out all of these things, which seems to rule out missiles, foreign, domestic, terrorism, that sort of thing, what's left?
Well, there certainly is the possibility that it's the condensation trail of an aircraft, a commercial aircraft or other. There's the possibility of some type of weather phenomenon. There is the possibility of an amateur rocket that was launched without authorization that we didn't know about. Those types of things.
Now, you know that there are people who are always going to be conspiracy theorists, and they're going to be sitting there going, the Pentagon, the government, they're just lying to us. These were missiles. These were terrorists. This was the military shooting off some experimental rocket. To that, you would say what?
I would say that the public need not fear that that any of those untoward activities occurred. We have gone through this, again, with a fine-tooth comb, and while we can't say for certain what it was. Again, we have ruled those types of events out.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. That's Colonel David LePan, who is a spokesman for the Pentagon in Washington. Again, this is going to the so-called missile launch controversy. To recap very briefly, they're saying that they've ruled out a missile, they've ruled out a domestic, foreign, terrorist missile. Possibilities, contrails from a jet, perhaps an amateur rocket launch without anyone's permission, or weather phenomenon.
All right. It sure looked like the real thing there when you see that video.
It does, but, you know, as you know, there are a lot of weird things that you think you could see.
Especially around sunset.